Beginning tomorrow, the COVID-19 vaccine is required for all TSA employees. That's part of President Biden's plan that mandates the vaccine for all federal employees and comes ahead of what's expected to be a very busy week at American airports. NewsNation correspondent Michael Shore joins us live from LAX now with a look at what airline travelers say they expect after this mandate takes effect. Michael.
Good evening. Yeah, the American Federation of Government Employees, which is the union representing government employees, was so nervous about this date starting tomorrow ahead of Thanksgiving, ahead of the Christmas holiday. They asked the White House to push this deadline till January 4th. The White House said, no, we're not going to do that. And now we will see the results of that. Airports are bracing for the fact that by the end of tomorrow, there may be fewer employees and what that will do to airline travel over the next week and the next month and a half remains to be seen. An executive order from President Biden goes into effect Monday, mandating that all federal employees receive a COVID vaccination or seek an exemption.
So November 22nd is the deadline, not 12:01 a.m. that morning, but by the end of the day.
In what was likely not an accident, the president's order issued on September 9th was to go into effect just as the busiest travel week of the year begins. Still, though, the administration remaining optimistic.
What we have seen is there's a surge in attestations and vaccination as we get closer to the deadline, which is certainly encouraging, but we want to have the final data Monday.
While it is a mandate that extends to all government workers, it is expected the public will be coming into contact with TSA workers more than at any time since the pandemic began. Amid reports that up to 40% of TSA staff is still unvaccinated as of last Friday, more than any other sector of the federal government. Still, travelers say they are unfazed.
I would advise people, even if you think your airport's kind of slow and sleepy, get up there and get out.
Many of those hitting the road for Thanksgiving say they are preparing for the delays that may be made worse by staffing issues at the airports.
Family always comes first. You're just going to have to bite the bullet. I mean, what do you do with airlines?
That's just it. This is Thanksgiving. This is family. And a consensus, perhaps an anecdotal consensus here at LAX was, yes, we're going to have to just deal with the hand that's dealt us in the next week or so, both leaving Los Angeles, coming back, and from airports all over the country. Rutabe?
Never fun, the travel part, but hopefully it's worth it when you make it to your destination. Michael, thank you.